Elsewhere, the president has pledged to clear Syria of the U.S.-backed Kurdish militants and Daesh terrorists.
In the upcoming month, we will carry out an operation to destroy both PKK and PYD elements, as well as ISIL remnants in Syria. Everybody should be aware of this.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan made the comments during a speech in the Turkish city of Istanbul. Erdogan said that his country will delay the planned military operation in northern Syria. The Turkish president stressed that Ankara fully supports the territorial integrity of Syria. He, however, warned that Turkey will not back down in the face of any attacks launched against the country from Syria. And Press TV's Rasham Saglam joins us now from Istanbul. Rasham, walk us through the recent comments made by the Turkish president.
Yes, Bardia, as you mentioned, Turkish president said that he and his country will still continue in the military operation, cross-border military operation that they are supposed to be having in Syria, in northeast Syria. Now, we thought that after the decision of President Donald Trump of the United States that Turkey will halt this military operation, because the main issue of this operation was the PKK and PYD and the support of the United States to those groups. And after the United States withdrawal from Syria, there will no longer be support to those groups inside Syria. However, Turkish president said that he is not going to halt, he is just going to delay this military operation. We were supposed to actually be witnessing this military operation in northeast Syria a few days from now, as the military announced that everything is ready, from the intelligence information to all the military equipments were moved to the borders. So that area particularly, there are some 500 kilometers at the borders with Syria, between Turkey and Syria, that the Turkish government aims to clear for the first or the beginning stage of this military operation. Also, Erdogan, since we mentioned the borders, Erdogan said lately in a speech on Monday, before Trump's decision, he mentioned that if he wanted to start with the military operation, he can get rid of the PKK and PYD in the border area, some 500 kilometers, without even getting close to the American soldiers. However, as a surprise, the Trump decision came after, as I should mention, also after a phone call with President Erdogan, and everything changed. This pushed Erdogan to a little bit delay this military operation, as he mentioned today. But he said that we are not going to stop, and we are going to continue with this military operation, get rid of PKK, PYD, YPG, as well as ISIL militant groups. For Turkey, those groups are a threat. And Erdogan mentioned today in his speech that any threat to the Turkish territory will of course, lead to a military operation against those groups, and will not let anything happen inside the Turkish territories. He also said that we do respect, as the Turkish government, the territorial integrity of Syria. And yesterday, this was a key point when he spoke to his Iranian counterpart, Hassan Rouhani, in a meeting in Ankara. They both assured on the importance of Syria's integrity. Now, we are still expecting this military operation to be launched very soon. As I mentioned, all the intelligence information are at the service now of the Turkish military. All the equipments have been moved, even journalists. Most of the journalists who are in Istanbul or Ankara have moved to the border areas to cover the stories. Now they came back, because after the Erdogan's speech today, the military operation could be delayed. And we are thinking, as per analysts, that it's going to be a month or more than that.
All right, thanks a lot. Press TV's Rasham Saglam joining us from Istanbul.